Hello, everyone. My name is Stephen, and I'm here to share part of my personal story with you. It's my hope that sharing a few of my personal experiences will help you navigate some challenging moments in your life. At the time of this recording, I've been alive for about 48 years. To some of you, that might seem like an eternity, but it's gone by in almost the blink of an eye for me. I remember so well what it was like to be a teenager and a young adult. I'm sure that there are many things that we have in common as well as some differences. You've grown up in a time with smartphones, social media, hybrid electric cars, and many other technological advancements that I could have only dreamt of when I was your age. That is a major difference between you and I. However, I do know what it's like to feel joyous and excited about doing something for the very first time. Like riding a bike, or driving a car, or kissing someone, or holding hands with someone that you care for. I also know the feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, uncertainty, fear, sadness, and isolation. I understand what it's like to have such strong feelings take over your mind and affect your body, and suddenly you don't know what to do about it. I know what it's like to want to check out and numb yourself with alcohol, drugs, food, or some other harmful habit, all in the effort to avoid the realities of life. I know what it's like to suffer in silence and to be afraid to ask for help. I've been there. We have a lot in common. I want you to know that you aren't alone. There is a way out, and life gets better. In the following minutes, I will share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I will also offer you some simple ways to manage your stress and feel better about where you are in life, even when you feel like the walls are closing in on you. Let's start from the beginning. I grew up in the town of Stamford, Connecticut, which is a few miles away from New York City. I was a shy and very sensitive kid. My parents met in high school and later married and had two kids. My sister is 3 years older than I. My parents fought constantly and drank alcohol to excess. My extended family also had issues with alcohol and drugs. No one knew how to manage their feelings, and that made my household pretty chaotic. It was a bad place for a kid like me to grow up in. My parents divorced when I was 10, and my father quickly remarried. My parents fought over me and my sister, and that created an enormous amount of stress. During this time, I also began to recognize that I was different from the other boys. From an early age, I had feelings for my male friends. I was gay. At the time, I didn't know what to think about my feelings, but I knew that they were in conflict with what my family thought was acceptable and what society deemed appropriate. I quickly realized that there was something intrinsic about me that needed to be kept secret. Later on in life, I discovered that secrets make you sick. Any part of yourself that you deny or hide from those close to you will eventually become known, and you will suffer during that process. You may not identify with this or other parts of my story, but try for a moment to imagine what it's like to walk in the shoes of another human being. Our stories may be different. However, the emotional threads are all the same. I know that we live in a time where same-sex relationships aren't so unusual, and we see representations of the LGBTQ community in media, but there is still a stigma attached to being gay. Depending upon where a person lives and the beliefs held by the family or community, one can develop a great deal of shame about who they are. I always had a sense of being on the outside looking in. I felt that the people around me knew how to live life, and for some reason, I didn't. I felt awkward and uncomfortable. There was one thing that made me temporarily forget about my struggles, and it was dance. Dance was my escape. And for you, that may be acting, singing, painting, writing, sculpting, or playing a musical instrument. There are many ways to express the deepest parts of yourself through art. I began to dance around the house when I was a little boy, and by the time I enrolled in high school, I knew that I wanted to be a performer. I knew that I wanted to act, sing, and dance. When I was performing, I would lose myself in the music and in the work, and it was magical. When I danced, it didn't matter that my parents hated each other. It didn't matter that I was gay. It didn't matter that I was normally very uncomfortable in my own skin, and it didn't matter that I didn't think of myself as very intelligent or attractive. When I performed, I transcended all of that. However, when the music stopped, the lights went down, and the praise came to an end, I felt the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's no wonder that I felt great relief when I took my first drink of alcohol at the age of 15. The first beer I drank in a small village in Germany quieted all the self-defeating voices in my head. Voices of positive affirmation began to rise within me. When I drank, I felt smart, attractive, and confident. I felt like I finally belonged. It was an incredible feeling that I chased for almost 20 years through regular alcohol and drug use. Now, fast forward 17 years, and through that time I stayed clean and sober during the good times and bad and everything in between. While sober, I had navigated many of life's ups and downs. I've had jobs and I've lost them. I've fallen in love and been heartbroken. I've buried two parents and many friends. I've said and done things that have inspired praise and condemnation. I've been sick and I've been healthy. I've had money and I've been broke. I've uprooted myself and moved across country, and I've gone back to school. I've been through a lot and have gained many tools of survival to help me along the way. Here are some of the things that I've learned. A problem shared is a problem halved. When you have a problem, no matter what it is, share it with someone you trust. Find a teacher, a counselor, friend, parent, therapist, a support group that will listen to you. We often choose to keep our problems to ourselves because we fear that we will be judged. We might also feel guilt about something we've done, and shame about who we are. Guilt and shame trap us in silence and isolation. Sometimes we want people to believe that we have everything figured out and we don't need anyone's help. But the truth is, we all need help. Sharing our struggles lifts the burden off our shoulders. We tend to feel better when we let others help us, and allowing this to happen is a gift. It feels good to help someone else. Problems are often worse within the mind than they are in reality. This is a general truth. However, sometimes our problems are significant. No matter what the issue is, there is always a solution to be found. We are more likely to find solutions to our problems when we share them. You may be able to come up with some answers to questions you have, but receiving valuable input from trusted people can prove to be fruitful and move you closer to solving problems that seemed insurmountable before. Take a deep breath. When we feel scared or anxious, we stop breathing efficiently. The breath becomes short and labored when we are triggered by some outside stimuli or our fearful runaway thoughts that often tell a tale of drama and despair gets the best of us. When you feel this way, stop and place your hands on your belly. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. Do it slowly and pay attention to the process. Feel the air moving in and out of your body. Feel the movement of your belly as you breathe. Expand the belly as you inhale and soften your belly as you exhale. Feel your feet flat on the ground as you breathe. Notice if your breaths are short and shallow or slow and deep. Try to make your exhales longer than your inhales. Take 10 breaths and then notice how you feel. And most likely, you'll feel much calmer before you're done. Think things through. When you're feeling overwhelmed and desperately want to check out with alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, food, or any other way that you can distract or harm yourself, think it through. Consider what you're feeling and its cause. Consider taking a harmful action and how it will make you feel in the short and long term. Yes, it may feel good to give in and behave destructively, but what will you feel like afterwards? Think of the guilt and shame you'll feel. Think about the hangover you might feel after binging on alcohol, drugs, or too much sugar. Because you were unable to handle your problem or difficult feelings in a productive, healthy way, you'll still have those issues to deal with, and now you have to deal with the consequences of your destructive behavior. So think things through, and then ask yourself if it was worth it to check out in harmful ways. One day at a time. Take life one day at a time. That is the best advice I received when I first entered recovery many years ago, and I'm passing it along to you now. It is so easy to become overwhelmed in life because we try to live beyond this one day. Today is the only day that we have that we're guaranteed. Yesterday has passed and tomorrow is only an idea. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Today is the here and now. Today can be managed. If you're struggling right now and the thought of surviving a whole day is too much for you to consider, then make this hour your goal and focus. You'll deal with the next hour when it arrives. You can surmount just about anything for at least an hour or even a day. I have one last suggestion for you. Now put away your phone, your tablet, your computer, and go walk outside. Take a long, slow walk alone or with someone you care about. Breathe deeply and pay attention to the sounds, the sights, the smells, the sensations that you experience on the walk. Try not to dwell on the past or project into the future. Just walk. Breathe. And pay attention to what's happening in the moment. If you find yourself distracted by thoughts of things other than the present moment, that's okay, that's to be expected. Forgive yourself and then gently shift back to the here and now. Do this moving meditation as often as you can to help you manage your stress and any feeling of anxiety or overwhelm. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this recording. I hope that it's helpful to you and it's here for you anytime you need it. Be well and take good care of yourself.